Leaving while pregnant, he goes crazy. Chapter 1. Congratulations, you're pregnant. The baby is healthy. Eva clutched the report in her hand, her expression somewhat stunned. Pregnant. Eva was both surprised and delighted, unable to believe it. Upon emerging from the hospital, a gentle drizzle began outside. Eva caressed her abdomen. Here, there was already a new life. It was the child of her and Adrian Blackwood. Her phone vibrated. She took it out and glanced at it. It was a message from Adrian. It's raining. Bring an umbrella to this address. Eva looked at the address, XX Clubhouse. What kind of place was this? Didn't he say he had a meeting today? However, without hesitating much, Eva immediately had the driver take her to the address. The rain grew heavier. After getting out of the car, Eva told the driver to go back first, and she walked to the club entrance with an umbrella. It was a billiards club, and the decor looked very upscale. Just as Eva was about to enter, she was intercepted. "Sorry, miss, please show your club card." Eva had no choice but to step back and stand at the entrance, sending a message to Adrian. "I'm here. How much longer will you finish your work?" "I'm waiting downstairs." After sending the message, she stood nearby with her umbrella, gazing at the rain, her mind on the pregnancy report. Should she tell him about the pregnancy as soon as he came out? Or wait until his birthday to give him a surprise? Eva was lost in thought, unaware that she had become the subject of amusement for those upstairs. A group of people leaned against the window, looking at the figure below. "Adrian, your wife is quite dutiful. You asked her to bring an umbrella, and she really did. Does she really think you'd get wet without one? She really loves you, doesn't she?" "Nonsense," a lazy, deep voice came from the corner of the room. The man was tall with long legs, a cold and handsome face, and a pallid complexion. His slightly upturned eyes were particularly captivating. Adorned in a bespoke gray suit, he sat with his elongated legs elegantly crossed. He raised his hand slightly, the luxurious and exquisite watch on his wrist catching the eye. He said coldly, "Give it back." His friend had no choice but to return his phone. Earlier, they had deliberately played a prank on Adrian, taking his phone and sending Eva a message to bring an umbrella. Is the prank over so soon? Boring, Adrian's friend sighed. "All right, stop teasing Adrian," said the girl sitting next to Adrian softly. She wore a flowing white dress, her appearance beautiful and gentle. "Oh, is Vivian feeling sorry for him?" the friends teased immediately. "Indeed, it is Vivian who cares about Adrian most," someone said, covering his mouth and laughing. "And Adrian cares most about Vivian too, right?" Hearing this, Vivian Morrison instinctively looked at Adrian. Seeing that he didn't deny it, she shyly lowered her head, her cheek slightly flushed. Seeing this, the onlookers teased even more. Adrian said nothing, lowering his eyes and quickly sending a message back to Eva. "The umbrella is not needed. You can go back." When Eva received this message, she was a bit puzzled and replied, "Is something wrong?" She lowered her eyes and waited for a while, but Adrian didn't reply. Perhaps he was really busy. Eva decided to go back. "Wait," someone called from behind. Eva turned around to see two fashionably dressed girls walking towards her. The taller one glanced at her disdainfully and asked, "Are you Eva?" Seeing the hostility written all over their faces, Eva didn't bother to be polite. She replied calmly, "And you are?" "Who I am doesn't matter. What matters is that Vivian is back. If you're clever enough, then get away from Adrian." Eva's pupils contracted. How long had it been since she heard the name Vivian? So long that she had almost forgotten that such a person even existed. "You've been playing the fake Mrs. Blackwood for 2 years. Do you really think that position is yours?" The girl rolled her eyes in mockery. Eva bit her lower lip, her face pale, and the fingers holding the umbrella turned pale from exertion. Are you unwilling to give up? Do you still want to compete with Vivian? Just you. Eva turned and walked away, not listening to them any longer. Their cursing was drowned out by the rain. When she returned to the Blackwood family, the butler was startled by her woeful appearance and exclaimed, Mrs. Blackwood. How did you get so soaked? Come in quickly. Eva, numb from the cold, was immediately wrapped in a large towel by the servants as soon as she entered the house. They surrounded her, drying her hair. Hurry up, prepare a hot bath for Mrs. Blackwood. And make a bowl of nutrition soup. The servants were in a frenzy because Eva was drenched, so no one noticed a car entering the gate. Shortly after, a tall figure appeared at the door. What is going on? A cold voice rang out. Hearing this voice, Eva's eyelashes trembled as she sat on the sofa. Why was he back? At this time, he should be with his Vivian, right? Mr. Blackwood, Mrs. Blackwood got caught in the rain. Adrian's dark eyes fell on the petite figure on the sofa, and he walked over with long strides. Seeing her appearance, Adrian frowned with displeasure. At this moment, Eva looked like a drowned rat, her soft hair clinging wetly to her pale skin, and her usually rosy lips were devoid of color. What happened to you? Adrian frowned, his tone not pleasant. Eva struggled to control her emotions before looking up and forcing a pale smile at Adrian. She explained, "My phone died, and on the way back, I saw a child without an umbrella." Adrian's gaze suddenly turned cold. Are you out of your mind? Eva's smile froze on her lips. He forgot his umbrella, so you gave him yours and left yourself to the mercy of the downpour? At your age, why engage in such foolish acts? Are you reveling in self-sacrifice, perhaps? The servants around them exchanged glances, none daring to speak. Eva lowered her eyes, a mist of tears blurring her vision. She said nothing, holding back her tears with all her might. Only when Adrian came over and cradled her in his arms did the tears drop onto the back of her hand. Seeing her tears, Adrian froze, his frown deepening. Why are you crying? Chapter 2. I wasn't crying, it was the rain. Eva stubbornly lifted her head, holding back the tears that were about to spill, pretending to be calm. Don't do such foolish things next time, Adrian said coldly, taking her to the bathroom before leaving. Eva kept her head down. After Adrian left, she slowly raised her head and gently wiped away the tears on her face. Moments later, she locked the bathroom door and took out the pregnancy report from her pocket. The report had been washed by the rain, and the words on it were already blurred. She had originally wanted to tell him as a surprise, but now it seemed completely unnecessary. Having been Adrian's wife for 2 years, Eva was well aware that he was the type to never be without his phone. He wouldn't be so bored as to ask her to go over, only to send her back again. Someone must have taken his phone and messaged her to make her a laughingstock. Maybe while she was foolishly waiting downstairs with the umbrella, there had been a bunch of people upstairs laughing at her. Eva looked at the report for a long time, then sneered and slowly tore it up. Half an hour later, Eva walked out of the bathroom calmly. Adrian was sitting on the sofa, his long legs resting on the ground. In front of him lay a laptop, and he was seemingly engrossed in ongoing tasks. Seeing her come out, he pointed to a bowl of nutrition soup beside him. Drink it. Okay. Eva walked over, picked up the soup, but didn't drink it. Instead, she thought of something and called his name, Adrian. What is it? His tone was indifferent, and he didn't even lift his eyes from the screen. Eva looked at Adrian's shapely profile and jawline, her slightly pale lips moved. Adrian, growing impatient, finally looked up, and their eyes met. Fresh from the bath, Eva's skin turned rosy, her lips no longer as pale as before. but perhaps because she had been in the rain, she looked somewhat sickly today, making her fragile and adorable. Adrian's desire was instantly ignited with just one glance. Eva, lost in her thoughts, paid no attention to Adrian's emotions. She was only brewing the words she wanted to say. When she finally mustered the courage to speak, "You." Eva had just started when Adrian, as if unable to control himself, grabbed her chin and leaned in to kiss her. His rough fingers quickly reddened her fair skin. His breath was hot, like a fire. Eva found herself almost suffocated by his kiss. Just as she wanted to push him away, his phone on the table rang. The person on top of her paused, his passion instantly cooled. Moments later, Adrian withdrew, lightly grazing her lips with lingering desire, his voice hoarse. "Drink the soup and go to bed early." Then, Adrian got up and took his phone outside. He went to make a call, closing the balcony door behind him. Eva sat for a while before getting up. Instead of going to the bedroom, she walked towards the balcony. The glass door was only half closed, and Adrian's low voice drifted in with the cool breeze. "I won't leave. Don't think too much. Go to sleep." His voice was as gentle as the wind. But in front of her, he had never been such gentle. Eva stood there listening for a while, then chuckled softly. So, he could be this gentle too. She turned and went into the bedroom, sitting expressionlessly by the bed. In fact, their marriage was a mistake from the beginning, just a transaction. 2 years ago, the Hansen family went bankrupt, and overnight, she fell from grace, becoming the laughingstock of all New York. The Hansen family had once been too prominent, making many enemies, and after their fall, countless people wanted to see them humiliated. A group of men, with the intent to humiliation, even secretly bid for Eva to repay the debt with her body. At her lowest, most humiliating moment, Adrian returned. He dealt with those who had bid, making them pay a terrible price. He paid off the Hansen family's debts and then said to her, "Let's get engaged." Eva glanced at him in shock. "Don't worry, it's just a fake engagement. Grandma is sick, and she likes you very much. You and I will fake an engagement to make her happy, and I'll help you rebuild the Hansen family." So it was a fake engagement, just to make his grandmother happy. He didn't like her at all. But even so, she agreed. She knew he didn't have feelings for her, yet she still fell for him. After the engagement, Eva felt awkward. The two had grown up together, but they had always interacted as friends. The sudden engagement made Eva feel inexplicably uncomfortable. Adrian, however, was very natural, taking her to various banquets and events. A year later, when Nora Blackwood's condition worsened, they got married, and she became the envy of everyone as Mrs. Blackwood. The world was abuzz with talk that the childhood sweethearts had achieved a happy union. Coming back to her senses, Eva couldn't help but laugh. Unfortunately, there was no happy ending, it was just a mutually beneficial transaction. "You're not asleep yet." Adrian's voice suddenly came through. Immediately, the space beside Eva sank, and Adrian's cool scent surrounded her. "I have something to tell you." Eva didn't turn her head, already guessing what he wanted to say. Adrian said, "Let's get divorced." Even though she had guessed it, Eva's heart still skipped a beat. She suppressed the surge of emotions, trying to remain calm, when she lay there, her expression serene, her voice steady, as if discussing something very ordinary. Her demeanor made Adrian frown, but he still said, "Soon, after Nora's surgery." Eva nodded, "Okay." Adrian asked, "That's it?" Hearing this, Eva glanced at him, "What?" Adrian was taken aback by her question, then chuckled reluctantly after a moment. "Nothing, you heartless woman." After all, Eva had been his wife for these 1 or 2 years, but she was so calm when he brought up divorce. Well, their marriage was a transaction, each taking what they needed. If it weren't for Grandma, she probably would have distanced herself from him long ago. Adrian felt a bit uncomfortable with Eva's calmness. He suppressed that strange feeling and lay down beside her, closing his eyes. Adrian, Eva suddenly called out to him. Adrian's eyes snapped open, looking at her, his deep eyes exceptionally clear in the dim light. What do you want to say to me? His voice was somewhat urgent. Eva met his gaze, feeling bewildered. Was he expecting something? Was he hoping she would try to save this marriage? Chapter 3. He was the one who initiated the divorce, no matter how hard she tried to hold on, it was meaningless. Eva looked at his handsome face, her lips parted, and finally, she said, "These 2 years, thank you." Hearing this, Adrian's gaze dimmed. After a moment, he tugged at the corner of his mouth, "Nonsense." Eva turned her head, stunned. "Nonsense." After the divorce, she wouldn't have such an opportunity to say it again. The next day, when Eva got up, she found herself afflicted with a bit of a cold. She took out some medicine from the drawer and poured a glass of warm water. Just as she threw the medicine into her mouth, Eva remembered something, her face changed, and she rushed to the bathroom to spit out the medicine. She leaned over the sink, rinsing her mouth. "What's wrong? Why are you in such a hurry? Are you feeling unwell?" A clear voice suddenly sounded at the door, startling Eva. She looked over at him. Adrian frowned at her. As soon as their eyes met, Eva quickly looked away. After a moment, she said, "Nothing, I just took the wrong medicine." Then she wiped the water stains from her lips and left the bathroom. Adrian turned around, looking thoughtfully at her retreating figure. He felt that she had been acting strangely since she came back last night. After breakfast, the two of them went out together. Adrian glanced at Eva, whose face was still a bit pale, and said, "Do you want to ride in my car?" Eva had been caught in the rain yesterday and indeed felt unwell after waking up today. Just as she was about to nod, Adrian's phone rang. He glanced at the caller ID, which showed Vivian. As he was about to step away from Eva to answer the call, Eva walked away on her own. For some reason, seeing her leaving so quickly felt like a stab to his heart. He frowned slightly and answered the call. Eva observed him from a not-so-distant spot. From his expression, she could already tell who was calling him. Adrian's tenderness was exclusive to Vivian. She took a deep breath, suppressing the jealousy in her heart, and took out her phone as she walked towards the garage. 5 minutes later, Adrian finished the call and turned around, only to find the space behind him empty, with no sign of Eva. At the same time, a message came through on his phone. "Eva, I'm in a hurry to the office, so I left first." Adrian stared at the text message, his eyes darkening. Eva forced herself to endure the discomfort and made it to the office. Upon entering, she immediately settled into the office chair and then lay down on her desk. Her head hurt so much. But now that she was pregnant, she couldn't take any medicine carelessly. After knowing her pregnancy, she had thought that maybe Adrian would accept this child, and perhaps their marriage could continue. But after knowing that Vivian had returned and that his feelings for Vivian were as strong as ever, she changed her mind. If he found out she was pregnant, his first reaction would probably be, "Get rid of it, this child would impede his marriage to Vivian." Reason dictated that she should terminate the pregnancy sooner rather than later, for ushering an unwelcome child into the world is also a cruelty unto the child. "Eva." A soft voice sounded, bringing Eva back to her senses. She looked up to see her assistant, Jenny Hall. Eva straightened up and gave her a standard smile. "Good morning, you're here." Jenny, however, did not smile but looked at her with concern. "Eva, you don't look well. Are you feeling unwell?" Hearing this, Eva was taken aback and shook her head. Nothing, just a poor sleep last night. Do you want to go to the hospital? You really look pale, Jenny said, worried.
Really, I'm fine.
Let's get to work. Since you don't want to go to the hospital, drink some hot water, Jenny said, pouring her a cup of hot water. Eva felt warmth in her heart and took a few sips of the hot water. As the warmth spread through her, she felt a bit better. But Jenny still looked at her with concern.
Eva, how about I handle today's report?
You can rest in the office. Eva shook her head.
No, I can handle it myself.
If she rested at the slightest problem and let others take over her work, she would become lazy over time. She did not allow herself to slack off. Eva organized the materials on her desk and then got up towards Adrian's office. She knocked on the office door.
Come in.
A cold, deep voice came from inside, and Eva pushed the door open. Upon entering, Eva noticed another figure in the office. A white dress outlined Vivian's slender waist, and her long hair cascaded softly down her sides, making her delicate and lively. Seeing who it was, Eva froze.
Eva, you're here.
Vivian walked over to her with a smile. Before Eva could react, Vivian leaned in and hugged her. Eva's body stiffened even more, her eyes meeting Adrian's dark gaze over Vivian's shoulder. Adrian leaned against the desk, looking at her with deep eyes, lost in thought.
I've heard everything from Adrian.
You've been through a lot, Vivian said, releasing her and showing a look of concern. If you need any help, please let me know. Eva hid her inner bitterness and forced a smile.
Thank you.
When did you come back?
I arrived on a flight yesterday.
Yesterday. That meant just as she had returned, Adrian had gone to see her.
Indeed, Vivian was the one he held dear in his heart.
By the way, why do you look so pale?
Are you feeling unwell?
Vivian suddenly asked. Hearing this, Adrian, who had been casually leaning against the desk, looked up at Eva. After careful observation, he frowned.
Is it because you got caught in the rain last night?
Caught in the rain? Vivian looked puzzled. Eva sighed and was about to explain when Adrian coldly said, "Why are you pushing yourself if you're unwell? The company doesn't need you that badly. Go home and rest." Hearing this, Vivian instinctively glanced at Adrian. Why did he suddenly seem angry? Could it be? Adrian had developed affections for Eva, she thought. Chapter 4. Upon realizing this, Vivian's complexion gradually changed. Eva, not noticing her expression, said lightly, "It was merely a light shower, I'm fine." With that, she stepped forward and placed yesterday's work report on the desk. "This is the summary of yesterday's work that I've organized. I have other things to do, so I won't disturb your reunion." Eva left, but Adrian's brows furrowed tightly.
Adrian.
It wasn't until Vivian called his name that he snapped back to reality. Seeing Adrian in this state, Vivian felt uneasy, but she still spoke gently and considerately, "I noticed Eva doesn't seem to be in good shape. Although she's working as your secretary now, she was still the young lady of the Hansen family before they went bankrupt. You mustn't be too harsh on her."
"Harsh?"
Adrian scoffed inwardly. Who could be harsh on her? Meanwhile, Eva, feeling dizzy, returned to her office. She was overwhelmed by severe dizziness, resting her head on the office desk, swiftly slipping into a profound slumber. Eva drifted into a dream, returning to the year she turned 18. That day was the coming-of-age ceremony for both Eva and Adrian. The two families held the ceremony together. Eva wore her favorite blue dress, had her hair styled in big waves, and got her nails done. She planned to confess to Adrian that day. She lifted her skirt and went to find Adrian, but overheard a few of Adrian's friends teasing him.
"Adrian, you're an adult now. Do you have a crush?
You could consider getting engaged. I think Eva is a good choice."
She's always following you around. Hearing this, Eva instinctively stopped in her tracks, eager to hear Adrian's response. However, before Adrian could answer, someone else spoke up, "Eva won't do. Adrian only sees her as a sister. Everyone knows there's only one person in Adrian's heart, and that's Vivian."
Vivian.
He liked Vivian? Eva cast a furtive glance at Adrian. In the night, the young man sat on a stone bench, a faint smile on his handsome face, not denying it. Indeed, Vivian is more gentle and charming, more womanly. Eva is just a little girl. Most importantly, Vivian is Adrian's lifesaver, said Michael Cooper, one of Adrian's best friends. Yes, Vivian saved your life. The river was rushing, and if she hadn't jumped in to save you, you wouldn't be here today. Young Adrian nodded, finally responding for once. His face was pale in the moonlight, "The place by my side will always be reserved for Vivian." Upon hearing this, the color drained from Eva's face. Vivian saving Adrian's life was a well-known story in their circle. But Eva knew little about this. Because that year, she had also fallen into the water, had a high fever, and was seriously ill. When she woke up, she had forgotten many things, including how she had fallen into the water. A classmate said that she fell into the water because she was playing around carelessly. Eva always felt like she had forgotten something, but no matter how hard she tried, she couldn't remember. As the years passed, she forgot the events of that time even more thoroughly. She hadn't expected Adrian to be so fixated on the person who saved his life. If only she had been the one to jump in and save him. She felt like a giant stone was weighing on her chest, and her headache grew more intense. Why wasn't she the one who had saved him? If only, if only. Suddenly, Adrian's face emerged before her, his eyes cold and merciless. "Eva, terminate the pregnancy." Then Vivian appeared beside him, clinging to Adrian like a vine. "Eva, by choosing not to terminate the child, are you trying to ruin our relationship?" Adrian's gaze grew even colder. He stepped forward and grabbed her chin. "Terminate the pregnancy? Don't push me to act." Eva struggled and abruptly woke up, drenched in cold sweat. The changing scenery outside the car window came into view. Just now, was it a dream? How could a dream feel so real? Eva exhaled a breath. "Eva, you're awake." Eva looked up and saw Vivian's worried face. "Thank goodness, I was worrying about your well-being throughout the journey." "Vivian. What was she doing here?" Eva quickly realized something and looked to her side. Sure enough, Adrian was driving, and Vivian was in the passenger seat. Adrian, hearing that she was awake, glanced at her through the rearview mirror. "Awake? Do you feel unwell anywhere? Tell the doctor when we get to the hospital." Eva had just managed to steady her heartbeat, but hearing this, she grew tense once more. "No, there's no need to go to the hospital. I'm fine." "Stop being ridiculous. Do you know you have a fever?" Adrian glanced at her again. Vivian chimed in, "Yes, Eva, your fever is quite high. You need to go to the hospital. I heard from Adrian that you got caught in the rain yesterday. What happened? What happened?" Looking at Vivian in front of her, Eva's pale lips moved, but she didn't utter a single word. Vivian must have been present during yesterday's fiasco. Was she hinting at something by saying this? As she pondered, Vivian's face showed a hint of concern, and she looked at Eva apologetically. "Was it because of yesterday?" Adrian interrupted Vivian, his voice steady, "In any case, we're going to the hospital first. Take a few days to rest while you're sick, you don't need to go to the office for now." Being interrupted, Vivian cast a slightly perplexed glance at Adrian. Eva bit her lip and finally spoke after a long pause, "I'm not going to the hospital." Her expression was stubborn, and Adrian frowned, feeling that Eva was being particularly willful today. If you fall ill and refrain from seeking medical care, what do you want to do? Eva pressed her lips together, I know my own body. She couldn't go to the hospital. Otherwise, her pregnancy would be exposed. Chapter 5. Eva did not want Adrian to know her pregnancy. She had not yet decided what to do about the child. Upon hearing her words, Adrian furrowed his brows deeply, steering the car in a swift motion to pull over by the roadside. Seeing this, Eva thought he meant for her to get out, so she reached out to open the door. The next second, the car was locked. Adrian stared at her through the rearview mirror with an inscrutable expression. Why didn't you want to go to the hospital? Since she came back drenched from the rain last night, she had been acting strangely. Eva composed herself and said, If I feel unwell, I'll go see a doctor myself. At these words, Adrian narrowed his eyes displeasingly. Vivian, seeing the situation, suggested, You don't want to go to the hospital. Are you afraid of hospitals? My friend opened a small clinic after returning to the homeland. How about you go there for a checkup? Then she looked at Adrian, Adrian, what do you think? Adrian did not immediately agree but frowned and said, A clinic? Is it reliable? Vivian felt a bit embarrassed, of course, if it weren't reliable, why would I recommend it? Don't you trust me? After a moment of thought, Adrian nodded, then let's go there. Eva furrowed her delicate brows. The next moment, Adrian's car sped off, leaving her no chance to refuse. Vivian continued to persuade her, Eva, don't worry. My friend has a great personality and is very patient and gentle with patients. I'll brief him in advance, and we can discuss it together. How about that? Eva said nothing more as the car drove off. After arriving at the clinic, Vivian helped Eva out of the car, speaking softly, Are you still feeling dizzy? If you're uncomfortable, lean on my shoulder. Vivian spoke in a gentle voice, with a faint scent of gardenias, and her movements were very gentle as she supported Eva. Eva lowered her gaze, her thoughts drifting introspectively. Vivian was not only beautiful but also very excellent. Most importantly, she had saved Adrian's life. If she were Adrian, she would probably fall in love with Vivian too. When Vivian's friend arrived, she went up to talk to him for a while. The man, dressed in a white coat, finally settled his gaze at Eva's face, nodded, and walked over. Hello, you're Vivian's friend, right? I'm Brian Mitchell. Eva nodded at him, hello. Fever. Brian took out a thermometer, let's check your temperature first. Eva took it. From behind, Adrian's voice sounded, You know how to use a thermometer, right? Eva remained silent. She ignored him. How could she not know how to use a thermometer? However, due to her sickness, her head was a bit dizzy and her movements were slow. After that, Brian said they needed to wait a while. Seeing this, Vivian took the opportunity to introduce Brian to Adrian. Adrian, this is Brian, whom I mentioned to you on the phone. He's an expert in medicine, but he prefers freedom, so he opened this clinic after returning home. Brian, this is Adrian, he's... She paused for a moment, then shyly said, My friend. Friend. This title made Brian raise an eyebrow. His gaze unintentionally swept over Eva's face before returning to Adrian, Hello, I'm Brian. Nice to meet you. After a long while, Adrian finally raised his hand to shake Brian's lightly, Adrian. I know. Brian smiled mysteriously and said something ambiguous, I often hear Vivian talk about you. She speaks very highly of you. Brian. Vivian's face instantly turned pink, as if she had been exposed. What? Did I say something wrong? Don't you often praise him in front of everyone? All right, stop. As she spoke, Adrian glanced at Eva. She sat there quietly, her eyelids drooping slightly, with a few soft strands of hair falling over her forehead, covering her eyes and hiding all her emotions. She sat there quietly, detached, like an outsider. Adrian's face instantly darkened. 5 minutes later, Brian took the thermometer and frowned, "The temperature is a bit high. Let's give you an injection." Eva raised her head and said, "No injection." Hearing this, Brian glanced at her and then smiled, "Are you afraid of pain?" "Don't worry, I'm very gentle." Vivian also nodded in agreement, "Yes, Eva, your health is important." Eva shook her head, insisting, "I don't want an injection or medicine." Her stubbornness made Adrian frown. "Then we can only use physical cooling. I'll go fetch some things. In the meantime, use a wet towel to cool your head. Don't let the fever get worse." As Brian left, Vivian said, "I'll go help too." Once they were gone, only Eva and Adrian were left in the room. Eva felt dizzy. She wanted to get a wet towel to cool herself down, but she had no strength at all. At this moment, Adrian, who had been mostly silent, suddenly sneered two words. Drama Queen. Chapter 6. He thought she was pretentious? Eva paused, then sneered inwardly a moment later. "I am certainly not as understanding as your Vivian." The words slipped out before she could stop them. Adrian was stunned, and so was Eva. What was she babbling about? Eva secretly regretted her words, but Adrian suddenly lifted her chin, catching her off guard. She looked up and met his deep gaze. Adrian's eyes narrowed slightly, sharp as a hawk's. "Are you jealous of her?" Eva's brow twitched, and she anxiously tried to swat his hand away. "What nonsense are you talking about?" Eva felt inexplicably guilty and desperately tried to retract her hand. In her haste, she ended up falling backward onto the sofa. And then she couldn't get up. She had no strength. Adrian stood there, his gaze complex as he looked at her for a few moments before saying, "Wait here." He then went to the bathroom and returned with a plastic basin filled with water and a towel, placing them on the chair beside her. Adrian soaked the fresh towel in the cold water, wrung it out, and began to wipe Eva down. "What are you doing?" Seeing him approach with the towel, Eva instinctively dodged. Adrian gripped her shoulder, his handsome face frowning, "Don't move, I'm trying to cool you down." Eva wanted to refuse, but as soon as the towel touched her skin, the icy sensation swept over her, making it impossible to say no. Her body temperature was high, and it wouldn't be good if she didn't cool down. It was just physical cooling. With that thought, Eva let him continue. Adrian wiped the sweat from her forehead, then her cheeks. As he continued, a thought crossed his mind, causing his thin lips to quirk up. In a soft voice, he murmured, "Eva, you've been giving me headaches since we were kids." Eva's eyelid twitched at his words. "What did you say?" Adrian's eyes, deep and intense like black sapphires, let out a soft scoff. "Why pretend ignorance? This is the first time I've ever done this for someone. You, as always, remain quite uncooperative, causing me vexation." As he spoke, Adrian's hand moved from her shoulder, pulling open her collar to reveal a patch of fair skin, and the wet towel ventured inside. Eva's expression changed slightly, and she pressed down on his hand, "What are you doing?" "I'm wiping inside," he replied with a righteous look. Eva, both anxious and shy, pulled her collar back, "No. I can do it myself." Adrian frowned at her actions. "Why are you holding against me?" His hand didn't move away, still holding the wet towel at her chest. From a certain angle, it looked as if he was caressing her body. If someone else saw this, it would surely cause a misunderstanding. "I'm not holding against you, I can do it myself." Adrian continued to frown, staring at her with displeasure. "Are you?" Bang. Before he could finish, a loud noise came from outside the door. Both Adrian and Eva looked over to see Vivian frantically picking up something she had dropped. Adrian's hand froze, and after a moment, he withdrew it, his expression unreadable. Eva lay there, a mocking smile tugging at her lips. Vivian quickly picked up her things and walked in. She smiled gently at Adrian and Eva, as if she hadn't seen anything just now. My apologies for the mishandling a moment ago. I hope I didn't startle you. Adrian's lips pressed together, as if he wanted to say something, but Vivian stepped forward and extended her hand. Let me take over. Adrian could only pass her the wet towel. You may leave this task to me, Adrian. Don't worry, I shall take good care of Eva. Hearing this, Adrian glanced at Eva, who lay there motionless, and then nodded. He then left the room. The door closed, and the room fell silent. After a while, Vivian washed the towel again and walked over to Eva. Eva, shall I help you wipe down? How about calling a nurse? I don't want to trouble you, Eva suggested, feeling embarrassed to have Vivian help her. Vivian smiled gently. No trouble at all. Can a nurse be as attentive as I am? As long as you don't mind me seeing everything. With the conversation at this point, Eva had no choice but to nod reluctantly. After she agreed, Vivian leaned in and began unbuttoning her clothes. To avoid awkwardness, Eva closed her eyes and didn't notice Vivian's scrutinizing gaze as she undid the buttons. Vivian pressed her lips together, her expression not exactly pleasant. If she hadn't seen wrong earlier, Adrian had been holding a wet towel, intending to wipe Eva down, right? He had even pulled down her collar. When had their relationship become so intimate? Could it be that during her time abroad, something had happened that she was unaware of? Vivian's delicate brows furrowed slightly, a sense of unease creeping into her heart. She had to admit, Eva had a great figure, ample breasts and tender skin. Even as a woman, Vivian had to acknowledge the allure this body held for men. Vivian bit her lower lip lightly and said softly, "Actually, over these years, I need to thank you." Eva opened her eyes, meeting Vivian's beautiful eyes. "Thank me?" Vivian nodded. "Yes, although on the surface, it seems like the fake marriage helped you through a tough time, I know that over the past 2 years, your status has shielded Adrian from many romantic advances. Hence, I wish to extend my gratitude to you. Otherwise, if I came back to find him surrounded by a bunch of admirers, it would be quite troublesome for me." Eva was taken aback by her words. She wasn't stupid, she could hear the underlying message in Vivian's words. Vivian first expressed her gratitude, then emphasized that Adrian and Eva's marriage was fake, subtly warning her not to harbor any illusions. Eva pressed her lips together and said nothing. Vivian continued to wipe her down for a while longer, then buttoned her clothes back up, helped her sit up, and considerately poured her a glass of water. "Have some water." Eva drank, finally soothing her throat. She looked up at Vivian and conveyed what she had been meaning to say. "Actually, you don't need to worry about Adrian having any feelings for me. The place by his side is always reserved for you. After all, you are his savior, a benefactor unmatched by any other. You have also been kind to me, and I won't forget your kindness." Chapter 7. Eva spoke bluntly, and Vivian immediately felt a bit awkward. "I didn't mean it that way." Eva said nothing more, she didn't care what Vivian meant. Before leaving, Brian prescribed some medicine for her and said to Vivian, "Even though your friend is reluctant to take medicine, she should try to take it if she can." The three of them left the clinic and returned to the Blackwood family. Upon arriving there, as soon as the car door opened, Eva, enduring her discomfort, walked out. She only wanted to go upstairs and sleep. But as she got out of the car, she stumbled and nearly fell forward, only to be caught in time by Adrian, who had just stepped out. He frowned at her, "You're in such a state, yet you still refuse to take medicine or get an injection. You really are." Vivian, who had followed them out of the car, saw their hands touch and quickly walked over to support Eva.
Adrian, let me.
Vivian helped Eva inside, greeting the servants as they passed.
The servants, upon seeing Vivian, all showed surprise.
Once Vivian had escorted Eva upstairs, the servants couldn't help but gather and whisper among themselves.
That seemed to be Ms. Morrison, the one Mr. Blackwood likes.
What?
Isn't Mr. Blackwood in love with Mrs. Blackwood?
Ignorance. Ms. Morrison saved Mr. Blackwood, he has been awaiting her all this time.
Is that so?
The group was about to say more but a loud cough interrupted them.
They turned to see the butler, who had appeared unnoticed, sternly standing there.
Don't you have work to do?
The group scattered like birds. After they left, the butler, who was over 50 and had graying eyebrows, frowned.
So Vivian had returned.
No wonder Mrs. Blackwood seemed off last night.
Vivian helped Eva back to her room.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Vivian smiled.
Get some rest.
All right.
Eva took off her shoes and lay down, noticing Adrian slowly strolling behind them.
Shall I take you back?
Vivian nodded.
After all, this was the Blackwood family, and she had no reason to stay here longer.
All right.
Before leaving, Vivian cast one more glance around the room and suddenly noticed a bespoke men's suit hanging on the coat rack outside.
Such a style could only belong to Adrian.
Vivian's face paled slightly. She pressed her lips together and quietly followed Adrian out.
After they left, Eva opened her eyes, staring at the white ceiling, feeling lost.
What should she do about the child?
Pregnancy was different from other things. For instance, she could hide her feelings for Adrian very well, for 1 year, 2 years, even 10 years.
But what about the pregnancy?
When the time comes, her bump will show, she can't conceal it at all.
The more she thought about it, the dizzier Eva felt, and she gradually fell into a deep sleep.
In her sleep, Eva felt as if someone was unbuttoning her collar.
Then, something cold was placed on her burning body, bringing her comfort.
She sighed and instinctively clung to the person's arm.
Next, she heard a muffled groan and heavy breathing.
Her nape was gripped by large hands, and her lips were covered.
Something slid into her mouth, teasing her nerves, causing her to softly gasp.
Eva furrowed her delicate brows and bit down on the intruding object.
The taste of blood spread in her mouth, and the man gasped.
She was then pushed away, her cheeks pinched hard.
She vaguely heard the person say, "You've really been spoiled, haven't you?"
In pain, she mumbled and pushed the person's hand away, then fell back into a deep sleep.
When she woke up, it was already night.
A servant was by her side, and upon seeing her awake, approached with joy.
"Mrs. Blackwood, you're awake."
The servant reached out to feel her forehead.
"Thank God, Mrs. Blackwood, your fever has finally broken."
Eva looked at the servant in front of her and, recalling some fragmented memories, asked, "Have you been taking care of me all this time?"
The servant quickly nodded.
Hearing this, a light of expectation dimmed in Eva's eyes. She lowered her eyelids.
Those fragmented memories had made her think that the person taking care of her was Adrian.
But it wasn't.
As Eva was pondering, she saw the servant bring over a bowl of medicine.
"Mrs. Blackwood, you have just awakened, and this medicine is still warm, you should take it."
A strong medicinal smell wafted over, and Eva furrowed her delicate brows, instinctively avoiding it.
"Mrs. Blackwood, you should drink it while it's hot, it'll get cold soon."
Eva retreated and turned her face away.
"Just leave it there, I'll drink it later."
"But
I'm a bit hungry.
Could you go downstairs and get me something to eat?"
"All right, I'll go get you something.
Mrs. Blackwood, remember to take your medicine."
Once the servant left, Eva got out of bed, picked up the bowl of dark medicine, and went to the bathroom to pour it out.
Watching the medicine flush away, leaving no trace, Eva finally breathed a sigh of relief. Now that she was pregnant, she couldn't take medicine casually. Eva stood up with the bowl, but as she turned, she discovered Adrian's sudden presence. He was leaning against the bathroom door, his sharp eyes filled with curiosity. "What are you doing?" Eva's heart skipped a beat, and a flash of panic crossed her eyes. Adrian took a few steps forward, grabbed her wrist, and pinned her against the wall, his gaze fixed upon her, his expression gradually growing solemn. "Recently, you've been acting strange. Why won't you take injections or drink medicine?"
"I don't want to.
Is that a problem?" Eva met his gaze, trying hard to maintain a calm expression. She was pregnant, but she couldn't let Adrian know now. If he discovered the truth, she couldn't imagine the consequences. But Adrian seemed to have noticed her odd behavior. "Eva, yesterday at the club, when you waited for me, was there something you wanted to tell me?" Adrian lifted her chin, staring into her eyes. He didn't miss any change in her expression. Eva froze. Yesterday, she had just found out she was pregnant and had thought about surprising Adrian, but then Vivian returned. She clenched her lower lip tightly, cold sweat breaking out on her back. Should she tell Adrian about the pregnancy? Next episode preview, guess what Adrian's reaction will be when he finds out that Eva is pregnant? Chapter 8. Eva's heart was in turmoil. Adrian was the father of the child, he should know about its existence. But, she was truly afraid that if she revealed the truth, he would coldly force her to abort the child. These past few days, she had been dreaming frequently, and the scenes in her dreams made her break out in cold sweat. "Since yesterday, you've been acting strange," Adrian sighed. "You're sick, but you neither take medicine nor get injections. If there's something going on, you can tell me." Eva was contemplating how to respond when a servant came in with food, giving her an excuse to go over and eat. Since she was still ill, the servant had prepared light food for her. Eva had little appetite and only ate a few bites before setting aside the bowl. The servant quickly came over to clean up. Adrian watched from the side, his thin lips pressed into a tight line. He couldn't tell if it was just his illusion, but he felt that something was very off with Eva. The more Adrian thought about it, the more restless he became. For a moment, he felt a lack of adequate ventilation in the room and turned to leave. Before bed, the servant brought another bowl of medicine. Eva said directly, "I don't want to drink it. You don't need to bring me any more medicine in the future." The servant blinked in confusion and walked out of the bedroom. Adrian did not return. The bedroom was quiet, with only her in it. He didn't come back. It was quite obvious where he had gone. Eva lay on the bed, closed her eyes, and only one thought remained in her mind. If she had been the one to save him back then, would they divorce now? But, there were no ifs. Eva fell into a deep sleep again, and in the middle of the night, she vaguely felt the bed beside her sink. Had he come back? However, her consciousness was soon swallowed by the darkness. The next morning, when Eva woke up and turned over, her first reaction was to reach out and touch the spot beside her. It was cold. Eva pressed her red lips together, the light in her eyes gradually dimming. Early in the morning, the servant brought breakfast and another bowl of medicine. As soon as she finished washing up, she smelled the strong scent of medicine and frowned. "Mrs. Blackwood, this medicine." Eva, unable to bear it any longer, spoke sternly. "I said I don't want this medicine. Why is it here again?" She was usually gentle, and her sudden sternness left the servant stunned. Eva realized she had lost her temper and quickly regained her composure, rubbing her temples. "I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well. Please take it away." The servant could only take the medicine downstairs. Back in the kitchen, the butler saw the full bowl of medicine being brought back and frowned. Mrs. Blackwood still won't take the medicine. The servant nodded and recounted what had happened. Noting a hint of displeasure in her tone, the butler said sternly, "You know how well Mrs. Blackwood usually treats you. She's probably just in a bad mood because she's sick. Don't hold a grudge against her for this." The servant blushed at the butler's reprimand and quickly shook her head. At that moment, a cold voice suddenly sounded. "She still won't take the medicine." The butler and the servant were startled and looked up at the speaker. "Mr. Blackwood." Adrian stood solemnly, holding his suit and car keys. He had already had breakfast and was about to leave for the company. As he passed by, he noticed the untouched bowl of medicine on the tray and stopped to ask. The butler nodded. "Yes, Mr. Blackwood." Then, as if remembering something, the butler asked, "Mr. Blackwood, what is the effect of this medicine?" "It's for reducing fever." So it was just fever medicine. The butler heaved a sigh of relief. He had been worried that something grave had befallen Mrs. Blackwood. Given that it was just fever medicine, it wasn't a big deal. However, the servant seemed surprised and blurted out, "So it's just fever medicine. I was scared. I thought it was." Before she could finish, both the butler and Adrian's gazes turned to her. "What do you mean?" Adrian asked coldly. He was always perceptive and immediately sensed that the servant's unfinished words held significant information. "Explain yourself." Startled by his sharp, eagle-like gaze, the servant lowered her head and said softly, I'm not really sure. I just saw what looked like a hospital report in the bathroom trash can yesterday." Hearing this, Adrian narrowed his eyes. "What report?" The servant shook her head. "I'm not sure. It was torn into pieces and seemed to have been soaked by rain. I only saw the words report by chance while cleaning." Adrian asked, "Where is the report?" His intuition told him that this report might be hiding Eva's secret. Chapter 9. Eva had been acting so strangely lately that Adrian couldn't help but suspect she was hiding something from him. The servant turned pale at Adrian's tone. "Mr. Blackwood, are you looking for that report?" "I'm sorry, the report has already been disposed of." Adrian's brows furrowed. "What did you say?" The servant, frightened by his gloomy demeanor, was on the verge of tears and could only hastily explain, "I'm sorry, Mr. Blackwood, I didn't mean to dispose of it. But the report was in such bad shape that I didn't think much of it and just..." Her words only deepened Adrian's frown. He knew something was off with Eva. The butler, worried, said, "Mr. Blackwood, could Mrs. Blackwood be feeling unwell?" Adrian handed him his car keys and coat. "I'm going upstairs." In the room, Eva was about to rest when she received a phone call. It was from the deputy secretary of the Hall Group, discussing the recent project. Due to her absence from the office all day yesterday, this matter remained unattended to. After hanging up, Eva furrowed her delicate brows. With the business affairs bustling, after just one day of absence, tasks were piling up. It seemed she had to return to work today. Eva took out her laptop and had just logged into her email when footsteps outside the door reached her ears. Thinking it was a servant, she ignored it and opened her emails to start working. It wasn't until the footsteps stopped beside her, and a faint, fresh scent reached her, that Eva realized something amiss. She lifted her gaze and found herself ensnared within the deep, dark pools of Adrian's eyes. Startled by his sudden appearance, Eva exclaimed, "What are you doing here?" Adrian's thin lips pressed together as he replied coolly, "This is my room." Eva was momentarily stunned and instinctively asked, "Shouldn't you be out by now? Do you mind me being in my room?" Adrian said, pausing before adding, "I was home last night." Sure enough, Eva's face showed surprise. Adrian stared at her. Surprised. "You didn't even know I was lying next to you last night." Eva bit her lip and didn't reply. "So, The feeling she had last night wasn't an illusion, he had really come back. She had been half asleep and, upon waking, found his side of the bed cold, thinking he hadn't returned all night. Knowing he had been home, Eva felt a subtle change in her emotions. "I thought you wouldn't come back." Her words plunged them into silence. Vivian had only been back for 2 days, and their relationship had already become awkwardly distant. After a long pause, Adrian suddenly asked, "Why aren't you taking your medicine?" Eva faced the computer screen, nonchalantly browsing the display, and explained calmly, "I didn't want to take it yesterday, and today I feel much better, so I don't need it." Her composed demeanor made Adrian's lips twitch. "Really? Then what's with the report?" At the mention of the report, Eva's hand, which had been scrolling the mouse, suddenly stopped. She almost thought she had misheard. But Adrian's words echoed in her ears, clearly indicating she hadn't imagined it. Adrian had seen it. The pregnancy report. After a moment, Eva seemed to collect herself and looked up at him, her beautiful eyes filled with confusion. "What report?" Adrian stared at her in silence. She was performing well, her eyes, expression, and tone were all as usual, just like when they normally spoke. If Adrian hadn't noticed her small reaction, he might have been fooled. His gaze followed her, sharp as a blade. "I'm asking you, what report?" Eva forced herself to calm. At first, she had been frightened by his mention of the report. She even wondered if he had seen it and knew about her pregnancy. But soon, Eva regained her composure. "The trials and vicissitudes of these past 2 years have wrought a transformation upon her, making her unflappable in any situation. Even if the report hadn't been torn up, the rain had washed away the writing, and the paper was ruined. So, even if Adrian found it, he wouldn't be able to make out anything." Adrian sat down in front of her, their eyes locking. "Eva, do you think I don't know you?" Adrian suddenly sneered. "You're lying. Do you think I can't tell?" Eva met his gaze fearlessly. "Really? Do you know me well?" she asked with a hint of sarcasm in her smile. The next instant, his hand encircled, capturing the nape of her neck, followed closely by the press of his forehead, and their fervent breaths intertwined in an intimate dance. "We've known each other for over 20 years, shared a bed for two. Eva, if I don't know you, who does?" Adrian said, his warm breath brushing her face. The atmosphere grew increasingly intimate, and Eva was stunned. "So, we've known each other for that long," she murmured, her eyes dazed. "You claim to know me, yet you never knew who I liked." She had liked him for so long, and he had never noticed. All these years, she had carefully hidden her feelings, though sometimes she couldn't help but show her affection. Had he really never sensed it? "The person you like." Adrian's face changed as he heard those words. "Who is it?" Chapter 10. Eva then realized she had misspoken. Faced with Adrian's questioning gaze, she felt a bit at a loss. "Do you have someone you like? Why have you never told me?" Adrian pressed on relentlessly. "I misspoke, don't misunderstand," Eva pushed him away, avoiding his intense gaze. "Who is that guy?" Adrian, however, wouldn't let her go, pestering her with questions. Even he himself didn't realize the urgency imbued within his tone. Eva composed herself and said calmly, "Anyway, that person won't be you." Given that Adrian didn't like her, it was better that she buried her feelings for him deep in her heart. At least, she wouldn't feel too embarrassed in his presence. Upon hearing this, Adrian's brows furrowed tightly, and his expression turned frighteningly grim. Then, "What's with the report?" His tone grew colder. Hearing Eva say she wouldn't like him made his heart feel stifled, though he didn't know why. Eva, feeling helpless under his persistence, could only say, "I don't know what report you're talking about, is it from the company or something else?" The servant said they found a report in the trash while cleaning. It was found in our room, torn to pieces. Isn't it yours? Eva made a knowing expression. Torn to pieces? I remember now, it's my medical report. What's the matter? This answer made Adrian let out a low scoff. Do you think I'm stupid? What kind of medical report requires tearing? Adrian inquired, grasping Eva's delicate wrist. Are you hiding something from me? I want the truth. Her unusual behavior must be related to this report. His grip tightened inexplicably, prompting a furrow in Eva's elegant brow. Then she explained softly, I didn't mean to tear it up, but the report got wet in the rain, rendering the writing illegible. Hence, I threw it away. Adrian suddenly froze. It had rained heavily that day, and she had been drenched. Seeing him in a daze, Eva spoke up, Why are you so nervous? Are you afraid it was a pregnancy report? Adrian had intended to deny it, but upon hearing her last words, his breath hitched. After that, he scrutinized her, his eyes filled with complex and deep emotions. Eva arched an eyebrow, Why this expression? Are you afraid my pregnancy would affect you and Vivian? Adrian narrowed his eyes. Are you pregnant? Eva shrugged, No, otherwise I would have shown you the report. Given our childhood friendship, if I were to terminate the pregnancy, you'd probably compensate me quite a bit, right? Her light-hearted tone and indifferent attitude made Adrian's expression change slightly. What did you say? You would terminate the pregnancy. I was speaking hypothetically. If you were really pregnant, would you terminate it? Adrian's voice unconsciously rose again. Eva instinctively nodded, lowering her eyes. I would. She didn't notice the undercurrent of emotion swirling in Adrian's eyes as she said this. Adrian was infuriated by her indifference, feeling a tumultuous churn within his chest, surrounded by a dense, anxious emotion. But soon, Eva's words brought him back to reality. If I didn't terminate it, what would happen to you and Vivian? Eva's words acted as a chilling awakening for Adrian, dousing him with clarity and sharpening his senses. He scrutinized her for a moment, the emotions in his eyes fading. Adrian rose to his feet, his demeanor noticeably aloof. His tone devoid of warmth, almost unrecognizable from moments before, he stated, You don't need to go to the company today, just rest. Adrian turned and left the bedroom, his expression icy. Eva wasn't wrong. Even if she were really pregnant one day, she would have to terminate it. He couldn't let Vivian down, and he wouldn't let Vivian down. Years ago, as he slipped and fell into the rushing waters, the current was so swift that even a good swimmer would have faced a near-death experience, let alone those attempting to rescue him. He had swallowed several mouthfuls of river water, his limbs grew heavy, and just as he was about to lose consciousness, he saw a slender figure jumping in without hesitation, swimming rapidly towards him. Unfortunately, before she could reach him, he lost consciousness. When he woke up, he was already in the hospital and heard that Vivian had been injured while saving him, her hand cut by stones at the riverbed. When he went to see her, Vivian was sitting by the bed, her face pale, her hand already bandaged. As soon as Vivian saw him, she immediately got out of bed, stumbling towards him, asking if he was all right. From that moment on, Adrian decided to treat her well. As long as she was willing, the position of Mrs. Blackwood by his side would always be reserved for her.